Well, that was Ed Balls responding to yesterday's allegations. You won't be very pleased picking up the paper this morning because there are more revelations this morning. Reports that civil servants warned Mr. Brown against, and I quote, ineffective spending when he was Chancellor. The paper says those warnings were disregarded. Billions squandered by Labour is the headline. Let's speak to Lawrence Dernan, who's the editor of Political Scrapbook, which is a left-leaning politics blog. Good morning.
Good morning.
Second day of leaks surrounding Ed Balls. He has said this morning that he thinks these are being used for obviously political ends. What's your take on all of this?
I think these documents are interesting, but I don't think they're interesting in a way that the Telegraph headlines would suggest. You know, political historians, political journalists, people like me who watch far too much of BBC Parliament are going to be poring over these with great interest. But in terms of the actual sort of headlines we had yesterday, for example, that you know, there were disagreements between Gordon Brown and Tony Blair, that Gordon Brown wanted Tony Blair's job. This is not news. This is not going to come as a surprise to anybody in politics. And I think looking at the reaction on Twitter yesterday for some of the political journalists that didn't work for the Daily Telegraph was more or less, you know, is the Pope a Catholic type territory.
Does it do any damage to Ed Balls, though, raking all of this up again, given, you know, that he is a high-profile political figure and, as we know, an ambitious political figure? Of course, he did stand for the leadership contest for the Labour Party, didn't he?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, of course, I'm sure that the Labour Party HQ would rather the Telegraph were covering something else like, you know, justice or the NHS or, you know, the Tories have had quite a bad week this week, which is, I think, part of the reason that these have been, the timing of this leak has come out. But, you know, last night, looked at the headlines, I thought, the economy, perhaps, you know, there's more substance here. But, you know, we're going back to things like 10p tax. You know, this was a disastrous policy for the Labour Party, something that the previous government was forced to make concessions on, eat humble pie over. But again, this is 2006.
Yeah.
That people already knew about this.
Mr. Balls was still a backbench MP at the time of this particular piece of advice from the civil service, wasn't he?
Yeah, there was one document from 2006, from January. But, you know, I mean, he's had a very close relationship with Gordon Brown. I'm sure he would have been talking to Brown regularly around this point. But, you know, with respect to, you know, some of the claims that in inverted commas, you know, Brown wasted billions. This was before the financial crisis. You know, go to any country in Europe, you know, Japan, America, pick out an economic policy document and you're going to have things which, you know, finance ministers, central bankers would look back on and say, well, of course, with the benefit of hindsight, you know, that wasn't the best approach. And
sure,
David Cameron himself was saying in 2008 that, you know, we're sticking to Labour's spending plans. He told the CBI that these spending plans were tight.
But now,
you know,
that
he wasn't saying that they were wasting billions.
Let me put this to you just very, very briefly, because we are running out of time. Given that in opinion polls, though, we do seem to see Labour losing the economics argument in that a variety of opinion polls suggest that people do blame them for the deficit trouble that the country has ended up in. Is this sort of leak not the sort of thing that consolidates that view that that Labour can't be trusted on the economy?
I think that Labour certainly, I mean, in a number of policy areas, has an enormous amount of work to do to get back trust on issues like the economy. But with regard to opinion polls, I do think we're seeing to have opinion shift. A majority of people in the country, in fact, now think that the cuts being made, although, you know, necessary to reduce the deficit, are being made too hard and too fast. So I think public opinion has turned on that, and we're going to see that start to increase as the cuts really start to bite now.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. That was Lawrence Dernan, who's the editor of Political Scrapbook.